Okay, this is a case where she just purchased it, Diana Dark, February of this year. So she didn't have any way of course, being a part of the 15 letter that we sent out. And she bought it for her own purposes, you know, for residential purposes, not to rent.
For 16?
For 16, correct.
I guess if we receive the letter in June, why would it have done before we closed the date?
The letter signed 6 June 10th.
She evidently contacted us back in May. We sent her this letter, and she filled it out and returned it to us in June. She purchased it in February.
I think what Brendan is asking, why is it showing up now and not in June? Wasn't there an abatement in June for it?
Maybe the letter before the book.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Changed.
Can't answer that question. It must have been about the time the book was closing and didn't get into the mail.
Just from my history of working with mail and everything, there's no date stamp of when they received it. She could have signed that in June
and then
sent it and mailed it in July, or March, or not March, but July,
when.
September.
Yeah. Very possible.
Next one showing the garage being assessed, but it also says it's not in the nightly rental program.
Is that the
782?
Okay.
The one went down $660. There was no changes in commercial. But they also sent in a condo letter, so maybe that's just. Went with it regardless. It never was taxed as commercial.
On the last digits is 042001. That's one you're speaking
yes.
to.
This one.
Yeah, 042001 is the parcel.
The garage is being assessed on another property.
My question is the nightly rental letter after that. That's just part of the. So it wasn't charged commercial before?
Okay. Oops.
So it was not in the condominium. He's wanting to know if it was ever charged as a commercial property in any way. And from what I'm seeing, it's not.
Okay. No, it was all.
Yeah, see, that we don't have that on our. Or maybe we do. I just didn't look at.
Yeah, it's
so
all.
So where's all these garages being assessed to? Is there a?
The condominiums are a nightmare with garages, along with the other. And if I remember correctly, this one we've got 6 condo buildings, and only 5 garages. And we were assessing them for a garage that wasn't there that they didn't have.
So it's
you got a 6-unit
right.
condominium building, and then you got another garage building that sits in front of it or behind it, wherever. And we had assessed each of the 6 with a garage building, but these particular folks don't have a garage building. There was only 5 garage units.
So there's multiple buildings that you took garages off of?
No. Got a 6-unit
How many six-unit condos you got?
Well, that apply to this are just one unit, and then there's a garage unit that goes with that. And there's only five garages for six condominiums. We taxed each one of them for a garage unit, each of those six buildings.
Right, so there's multiple units that have that. The reason I ask is you've got four or five different erroneous assessments saying garage being assessed. So they're different units. One's unit one, one's unit two, one's unit three.
Okay.
Is that right?
I made a bad guess. It sounds like, Brandon, I was looking at the one, but as you go on and look at all three of them, it looks like those different situation entirely than what I was guessing. This is an issue where the garages are assessed separately to the condo association.
Okay.
And that's what these three are. Yeah.
So they're being assessed to
and
the
it
condo
shows
association.
You,
it shows 36.
Yep. Yeah, they're being assessed through 36, and we actually double taxation. We were taxing them as to the individual as well as the association. There's another
one
that's what
burned.
There may be another one in here is what I was describing of the five units, but anyhow, different one there.
Then we've got one that's split. So did you assess both properties after the split?
What number are you on?
791.
And that's going to be
09-06.00. Are these, this would be an add-on, would it not?
Yes. You've got $620 value that's being added on. So it's a split that it was taken off of another one.
So would these not be add-ons? Are these in the right place?
No, they're not. And Lynn brought that to my attention.
I'm sorry, no, they're not in the right place, or no, they're not add-ons?
No, they're not in the right place.
That should have been
should
on
be an add-on.
Exhibit C or yeah. Whatever it was?
Yeah. She made mention to me this morning that there might even be an occupancy or so that is under erroneous, that she in error put under erroneous.
So, yeah, because the next one's added a barn.
Yep.
And another split.
The hole and barn.
They're part of Exhibit D, and we're going to go ahead and I'm going to move to approve Exhibit D, so they're probably fine in there. Move to approve Exhibit D, dated 10/17/2016.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements is occupancy.
So these all increases? Or?
They should all be increases, I believe.
Well, one, two, so far it's two that's burned, three that's burned.
Yes, occupancy could
so
be a
also
fire.
Be away as well.
Yeah, where you're taking it off for part of the year.
Would you like me to read the list of abatement numbers or?
723 through 798, sporadically?
Yeah, sporadic.
Mike, you got any questions on any of those?
Ah, gosh.
Occupancy means just a new residence?
Mostly it's new residence, but it could be where you've had a fire or tornado and we're taking the value off for just a portion of the year. We can't change the value on the even numbered year unless it is a case where it's new occupancy or some kind of natural disaster that took it out. We can either add on or take off, whatever the case.
Can you look at 790?
790.
That is a...
Should that be residential or commercial?
It should be residential, I believe, yes. It's a project at...
I know where it is. I'm just asking, should it be residential?
Yes, it should be residential. Like a timeshare where they're using it for themselves. It's like a vacation home. It's not being rented out like a motel.
So is timeshare considered residential?
You have timeshares that...
Because if it's that ownership, because it's ownership, there's a deed to the...
Exactly.
You're not renting the nightly rent. That makes sense. I just never thought of it that way.
There'll be a lot of them that'll have a small percentage that will be commercial because they rent them out, but the majority of them will be...
It's going to be...
like a summer home or something.
So... And then the last 795, 796, and I think 797. Again, those are residential, not commercial.
Log homes down by Oldsmont.
I don't know which ones, though. Are they just for sale, and then whenever they sell, that's when they become
L&J log cabins?
Give me just a moment, I'll pull it up.
What's your numbers? That's not the one he was talking about.
That's not it?
No.
Okay, which one?
It was these three here. The L&J, the Log Cabin, Churchdale, LLC.